Hey, this is Lindsey Graham. How you doing?
I'm grand. Thanks for calling, Senator. You have been talking up the idea that these monthly debates that the RNC has arranged are sort of bleeding influence away from the early states. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, I think if you have to focus on national polling in July of 2015, that you're not going to spend your time and money in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. It changes the dynamic for a candidate to be focused on national numbers. You're rewarding celebrity and name ID, and you're undercutting the early primary process that Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina have established. This is a very bad idea.
Particularly when you sort of cross-reference the polls that you see in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, and compare them with the polls that are just taking a nationwide sample.
Well, what you're doing basically is this. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, to a lesser extent, are the place where all of us come, because the early primary process requires you to engage in the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire first-in-the-nation primary, first southern primary, and that is a good thing because you get tested by the voters, and if you're unwilling to engage the voters in these early states, you can do very poorly. So national polls is about name ID, celebrity, have you run before, big states versus small states, and so I'm very worried that we're about to nationalize the primary process. Ask the people who see us all what they think is a good way to determine how well we're doing.
Now, you haven't mentioned Brad Pitt, and I'm not suggesting yet, but I've seen you mention Brad Pitt. Also, I'm wondering, there's a newspaper in your state, in New Hampshire, and the Cedar Rapids Gazette here in Iowa, who are hoping to have a forum just before the first Fox News debate. How do you think that changes the campaign in that there will be something that originates from these first states?
I think it was essential for us to collaborate with each other and draw a line in the sand that you're not going to ignore us. So Joe McQuaid, God bless him. Thanks for South Carolina and Iowa joining New Hampshire. What I would suggest is that these same three papers and television stations that would go to Iowa next in South Carolina to make sure that people do not take us for granted. The RNC has an embarrassment of riches. We've got the deepest field I've ever seen in my political lifetime, and to exclude some voices based on national polling where Brad Pitt would do very well in a Republican primary to me is absurd. You've got John Kasich, the governor of Ohio. It would be a shame if he's not on the stage in his home state, because he knows more about how to win Ohio than any of us. I think my voice on national security is something that would add value to the mix. Carly, you just name it. We've got a lot of good people. Early on, let us all be heard equally, and over time, the weeding out process will take effect. But to limit the debate entry based on national polling undercuts the early primary process. It's not a sound way. The difference between 16 and 10 is statistically insignificant, well within the margin of error. So I think this is a lousy way to start the process, and I hope Iowa and South Carolina will do what New Hampshire has done, host a forum.
I've been paying attention to what you and others are saying about the proposed Iran deal. Lousy is not one of the words that has been used thus far, but I'm wondering if you've had a chance to read more thoroughly the agreement. I believe it's, almost 200 pages long, and have formed some additional thoughts on it in these hours since it was originally proposed.
Well, I'm running out of adjectives to describe it. Dangerous is probably the best way to describe it. Got to remember, President Obama yesterday tried to bully people into believing it was a good deal. And here's what I want to remind the American people of. President Obama has been dangerously naive when it comes to radical Islam in general. He's the one that removed all troops from Iraq when he was told you should. He's the one that turned down the advice of its entire national security team to help the Free Syrian Army 3 years ago when it would have mattered. He's the one that drew a red line against Assad, saying if you use chemical weapons, you're going to go. Well, guess what? Assad will be in power and Obama will be gone. He's the one who said, don't worry about ISIL. They're the JV team. He's the the one who said, Bin Laden's dead, Al-Qaeda's been decimated. He has completely mishandled and misunderstood the Mideast. This deal is the icing on the cake. This deal allowed the most radical regime in the region access to more weapons, $100 billion, and ensures that they will have an industrial-sized nuclear program with no limitations. Creating a nuclear arms race, because Sunni Arabs feel now the Iranians are inevitably going to get the bomb, puts Israel in a terrible spot, and the weapons, the money, one day will support terrorists who will come here. This is a dangerous deal, and we need to stop it.
Senator, I know your time is valuable. I have just one more question. I'm wondering if Frank Luntz has shared with you what questions or topics he may cover with you when you're on the stage with him in Ames on Saturday.
No, it is not. I'll take any question. I hope they're respectful. I will give an honest answer. I'm going to try to make the case that when they chant death to America, they mean it. And what they hate about us in America is that we can worship God our own way. We can pick our own leaders. We can criticize our own government. So when they chant death to America, they're chanting death to an idea that we represent, which is freedom of religion, tolerance. The Ayatollah hates what we stand for. In his world, there's one way to worship God. There's no way to criticize him or his henchmen. So I hope people will understand that the next president of the United States needs to truly understand radical Islam and can keep it from coming back here, can be a better friend to Israel, and a more worthy opponent. I hope that's what we talk about in Iowa Saturday.
Thank you for your time, Senator. I appreciate it.
Thank you.